WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, 43 degrees here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Today we look for sunny to partly sunny skies with a high getting up near 83 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield, Sig Gal Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. More information is now available about a fight that occurred on Friday in Woodbine that left one man dead. The Omaha World Herald reports that Harrison County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to a fight taking place in Woodbine between 54-year-old Robert Jablonski and 38-year-old Curtis Jensen. When deputies arrived, they found Jablonski laying in the street. He later died from head injuries. Iowa Department of Corrections spokesperson Letty Perel tells the Omaha World Herald that Jensen was on probation after an August conviction for being an offender who provided false information to the sex offender registry. Although Jensen has not been charged in connection with the fight Friday night, he was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail suspected of violating his probation. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Clarinda Police Department reports two incidents occurred during the past week. On Monday, shortly before 4 a.m., management at Clarinda West Apartments reported an incident of vandalism to the apartment complex located at 940 South 27th Street. Various items of graffiti have been drawn on the walls and doors throughout the parts of the building. Damage estimated at about $3,000. It remains under investigation. On Wednesday at about 11:50 p.m., officers arrested 33-year-old Justin Allen Williams of Clarinda for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Williams was transported to the Page County Jail in lieu of $2,000 bail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A break-in has been reported at the Iowa Pioneer Music Museum in Oneida. Bob Everhart, who's the curator of the museum, spoke about the items that were stolen.
They took, you know, stuff that's I don't understand why they would want Johnny Cash's harmonicas, because they're not authenticated. You know, it's like, what would they do with them? They just have a couple of harmonicas.
Everhart says the break-in likely occurred sometime within the past week or two, possibly during the intermission of a show at the Park Opry. Besides the losses from the stolen items, the museum will also need to repair the hidden window the thieves used to break into the building.
We're going to have it blocked up with cement blocks. And it's going to cost us right around $500-$600 to do that. But we're going to have a benefit show on October the 12th, 7 p.m., Oak Tree Opry. We could sure use some people to come out and enjoy a show. And that way we can raise enough money to put those concrete blocks in the back of the building.
So far, police do not have any leads on those thefts. An Atlantic company has been selected as one of Iowa's top workplaces. Cass Incorporated was rated number 8 in the category of small employers, 35 to 149 employees. The top workplaces are determined based solely on employee feedback. The survey was conducted by the Iowa Workplace Dynamics, a leading research firm on organizational health and employee engagement. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrests of 3 people and 2 burglaries the past few days. On Sunday, September 16th, sheriff's officials arrested 28-year-old Patrick Lloyd Bolin of Tabor for OWI first offense. That same day, 29-year-old Von Allen Morris of Oklahoma was arrested for criminal mischief fifth degree. On Thursday, officials arrested 23-year-old Trent Kent Sunderman of Coyne for public intoxication and trespassing. And then on Monday, September 17th, Patricia Scholl of Farragut reported burglary third degree, theft second degree, and motor vehicle theft. On Wednesday, Robert Stevens of Westfield reported third degree theft. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, 51-year-old James Wesley Swisher of Harlan died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for James Swisher will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 64-year-old Delbert Lynn Davis of Earlham died on Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Hospital in Des Moines. Graveside service for Delbert Davis will be held today at 10:30 at Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 70-year-old Sarah Merritt of Griswold died on Saturday at home in Griswold. Funeral services for Sarah Merritt will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 81-year-old Betty Tracy of Greenfield died on Saturday at Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Tracy will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. 51-year-old Lisa Gravy of Kimbleton died on Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lisa Gravy are going to be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch are going to be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Mary Gervaisa Barron of Audubon died on September 24th at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Massive Christian burial service for Mary Gervais are going to be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmerline of Greenfield died on Saturday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Flossie Zimmerline will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. Memorial Mass for Mildred Bernice O'Neill will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held coming up on September 29th at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. And 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning has died, as she was from Harlan, and also a former Irwin resident, as private family services for Ruby M. Browning have already been held. Polly Jones Funeral Home was handling the arrangements. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.